Thank you, Durwood. This is the Bing that you just mentioned, folks.
And this is the Rosie just mentioned, folks. And
thus identified, we roll, huh, Rosie?
Roger.
From this moment on, you for me, dear, only two for tea, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blue songs, only whoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, for you've got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. For you've got the love I need so much. You got the skin I love to touch. Got the arms to hold me tight. Got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on.
Bing, you have suits made in London, don't you?
Oh, yes, occasionally. I have a wrapper assembled there.
And some done at Robert Hall's.
Oh, yes, I play both sides of the pond. I give them all a break.
Well, then I assume that you owe a British tailor, am I right?
Right, right as rain, Ken. When you deal with a top-notch London tailor, you put the bill on the cuff. Cuffola is more or less the practice over there.
Cuffola?
Mm-hmm. It's a slang term, Rosie. It's the direct opposite of payola.
Oh, never payola.
That makes a nice arrangement, doesn't it?
Yes, it's quite comfortable. Really, it is. You might send your tailor a little something on account, but you'd never, never pay up your entire bill.
Well, then you could say that the custom is not to pay up your entire bill, huh?
Yes, it's more than a custom, though, Ken. It's a rule. One of the great advantages of British tailoring, you might say.
Not having to pay.
Not having to pay. It's sort of a status symbol.
How about dressmakers in London? Are they that liberal, too?
Negative.
No?
You bounce it right on the barrel head for your gimps, Rosie, every time.
Worst luck.
But for men, not having to pay, combined with the wonderful woolens and the fine workmanship, makes having your clothes made in London a must, I guess.
Well, it's the place to run up a little tab, all right. The garments, you know, British tailoring, done right to perfection. Beautiful.
But all kidding aside, you have to pay eventually, don't you?
Eventually, yes. But eventually is not a harsh or irritating word. It isn't a word that presses one. Eventually, you know, it's a pleasant word. A word that gives a fella plenty of rope. Eventually doesn't imply that a bill collector's apt to come up and tap you on a well-tailored shoulder and demand that the cash be handed right over. He'll take the suit off your back. Eventually, you see.
Well, I see, but the picture's a little blurred.
Say, how about some music? Eventually.
Eventually. How about right now?
Okay.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
This, but you're ribbing about London tailors and how easy it is to owe them, aren't you?
No, I wasn't at all.
No?
No. Once your credit is established, it rolls on forever.
Like Old Man River, huh?
Exactly.
What I mean is, don't they ever accept money?
They will, yes. They'll accept money if it's well-pressed, clean, orderless.
I don't think they might.
But it's not necessary, you understand.
Yeah, but they will take it.
If you insist.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to have you waving it around or anything at them in their face.
Just
offends them.
Just do it discreetly and you can get by with
that's
it.
That's right. And besides, Ken, it isn't how much you owe your tailor. It isn't the amount at all. It's how long you owe him that gives you some status in your town.
Well, even so, it seems to me you should send him something on account.
Even a Christmas card would help.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
Yes.
Be neighborly, yes. Then there's the possibility that your tailor might just send you a little reminder that quite a bit of moss has accumulated on your chit. That could happen, but it's nothing to get excited about, you understand. There's no harm meant, really, when he sends you this mild little reminder.
Oh, man, that's what I call friendly credit.
And when you find it, don't lose it.
Can I cut in here with one question?
Come in.
Let me ask you this. How do London tailors stay in business?
Well, how can they go out of business? They're famous for their tailoring. They'd be crazy to quit business, wouldn't they?
Well, yes. Yeah, I guess so, now that you put it that way.
I'm in kind of a London fog, too.
Ken, look here now. Look at it this way. Owen the tailor is a national sport amongst smartly attired British gentlemen. It's a tradition. You understand, sir?
Well, I realize it's tradition. Yeah.
An English tailor's mission in life is to see that his customer is well-dressed and happy.
All right, if you insist.
He doesn't expect a client to go down the street with a grim, worried look on his face because he owes a bill. It would reflect on his clothes. It would be bad for business, don't you see? The tailor wants bright, happy people displaying his merchandise.
Yeah, I understand all that, but if he doesn't get paid, well, that's bad for business, too, isn't it?
Ken, will you drop it? Some old established firm have been operating very successfully on this principle for a long, long time.
How do they do it?
You thinking of opening a tailor shop or something?
No, I'm just confused.
Well, don't worry about it. Don't let it upset you. Relax. It's all right.
Maybe some music will take the pressure off, huh? Buddy Cole to the rescue, please.
Well, just as a footnote, I might tell you that I still owe some tailors in this country.
The way you sip your tea, the memory of all that.
No, they can't take that away from me.
The way your smile just beams,
really,
the way you sing off key
for me.
Not constantly, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife.
We dance till three. The way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away. Till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. No business like show business.
Except when you're suffering from cold miseries.
Oh, and then performing can be torture.
That's why so many of us in show business insist on fast relief from cold discomforts.
And here's a way to get it. Listen.
Imagine a famous singer trying to make a hit recording when he feels miserable from cold and sinus trouble. He needs relief in a hurry, right, Frankie Lane?
Cold, sinus, and singing sure don't mix. To feel better fast, I take the newest medicine for those miseries, new improved four-way cold tablets. New four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus congestion while it relieves cold distress.
Clinical tests prove four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, four-way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, there was no trace with other brands. Only four-way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And four-way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing.
You're so right. Four-way's really great and really fast.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new four-way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package, only 39 cents.
I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride. The way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking a sleigh ride. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love. Tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers.
pure magic. Occult interludes. Memories we've been sharing. Magic moments when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love.
Give a look, Rosie.
What's up?
Well, I'm making a Ludox test with this Eastern Star Venetian blind.
A Ludox test?
First, I smear some dirt all over the slats, like so.
Oh, my goodness, no.
All done? Now watch.
Okay, I'm watching. Say, it comes right off. That's wonderful.
Yes, Eastern's star blinds are wonderful because they're the only Venetians offering DuPont's Ludox anti-soil finish. They shed dirt so readily. They actually never need washing.
Right, Bing. An Eastern star with wider spaced interlocking S-shaped slats give up to 38% more light when open and complete darkness when closed. Eastern Star is custom-made in regular horizontal, as well as stunning new vertical styles in 21 exquisite colors.
Folks, for smartest fashion, plus wonderful no-washing convenience, insist on Eastern's Star Venetian blinds. You'll find Eastern's Star, as well as famous roll-ahead Venetians, in department and drapery stores. Both are by Eastern Products Corporation of Baltimore, world's first name in Venetian blinds.
For the name of your nearest dealer, call this station.
Close your eyes, close your eyes. Go to sleep now, my darling. While the night wind through the trees sings a lullaby for you. Go to sleep, my dearest one. Sleep and dream now, my darling. For you're safe in my arms, in my arms all night through. La-da-dee, la-da-dee, go to sleep, my dearest one. Sleep and dream now, my darling, for you're safe in my arms, in my arms, all night through.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that ends this rendezvous.
Both of us hope that you enjoyed it. You know, we have, and we thank you very much.
Bye for now.
Adios.
A man with an artificial leg would do poorly in the 100-yard dash, but he could be a wizard with his hands. Hundreds of thousands of physically handicapped men and women, many of them veterans, have been trained in highly skilled jobs. The next time you're out to hire someone for a job, don't sell handicapped workers short. Hire the handicapped. Pays off in quality of work and safety records.